Visit faithcast.com to discover podcasts to help you keep the faith. Faithcast.com.
This is the Chad Whittle Podcast.
Welcome to the podcast. My guest today is an author, host of the By His Grace podcast, and founder of the Spark Christian Podcast Conference. She's also the co-founder of the Rocket Podcast Community. You can find her podcast and more at mistyphillip.com. Misty, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much, Chad. I'm so excited to share with your audience.
I love podcasting. It is so much fun. I love to be able to jump behind the microphone, interview people, have discussions with them like we'll have today. It's just a lot of fun. My background is in radio. I've done radio since I was 17. But one thing I really enjoy about podcasting is there's really no time limit. Radio, you're trying to fit it all in under an hour or 30 minutes or a 20-minute segment. Then you have commercial breaks, and then you got hard breaks at the bottom of the top of the hour. So if you're in the middle of a discussion and it's really interesting, oh, you got to go to a commercial break. But I love radio too, but I really love the free form to be able to just sit and have a conversation about different topics. And I'm really excited about today's topic, Christian podcasting.
Yeah, I agree with you completely. I love podcasting. I didn't realize that I would love it so much. And I think as a wife and a mom, the freedom and flexibility that both producing a podcast and listening to a podcast affords me, I just love, because I can listen to a podcast anywhere doing almost anything. And that's what makes podcasting so great. I can get the content that I want from the person that I want on my terms and my time.
Tell me about your podcast.
Yeah, so I'm the host of the By His Grace podcast. And the By His Grace podcast interviews people about the struggles that they face in life, and we talk about how God sees us through. So I launched it in accordance with a Bible study that I wrote called The Struggle is Real, but So is God. And I think in our current climate, we can all relate to being in a struggle, but we just have to remember that God's with us to see us through. And that was the whole purpose behind the podcast. Because sometimes when we go through struggles, especially major struggles, sickness, we lose a loved one, we get a poor diagnosis, those things can really throw our lives for a loop. But if we can hear God's faithfulness from someone who's been there, it's really reassuring. But we also tackle issues that are more of the day-to-day issues, like I'm struggling with anxiety, or how do I overcome the lies that I believe about myself or that the enemy tries to defeat me with. So it's a wide range of topics, and but it all focuses on God and how he gets us through our life.
You also blog. So what made you interested in podcasting?
Yeah, so I started off blogging. I had been a homeschool mom, and my boys were approaching graduation, and I knew that I needed to do something in the future while I waited for grandchildren. And I had a lot of wisdom and experience in those years of homeschooling, and I really felt the Lord was prompting me to write and to speak. And so I started with the blog, and the blog got me writing. And then from there, I wrote a devotional with some other women. That was the first book that came out. And then a week later, I launched my Bible study. And in that same year, I launched the podcast. And so it's just been this progression. I could see where in my blogging, you know, there's 50 million blogs or more. And unless, you know, you have a big name Christian blog, just someone like me coming in to that sphere, it would be really difficult for me to make an impact. Now, I did have people reading my blog, but it was mostly other bloggers. And it was a good time for me to hone my message. But I really wanted to be able to expand and reach a whole nother set of people. And that's why podcasting was appealing to me. And that's what drew me to podcasting.
It's really amazing how fast podcasting has increased. It seems the past 2 or 3 years has really grown, and Christian podcasting is growing as well. Some of the big names in Christian media, like the Educational Media Foundation, better known for the people behind K-Love, they're starting an app, the Access More app, where you can download and have your favorite Christian podcasts all in one app. So even in the Christian category, it's growing, not just the big categories like news and technology and sports, but there's a lot of innovation and a lot of growth in the religion and spirituality Christian category as well.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of people, initially when they were thinking about Christian podcasts, they just thought about sermons. So a pastor who is creating a sermon and then puts it online in another format. And some of our popular podcast preachers that also do YouTube and are using social media to reach people in other ways. But it's really a much broader category than that, because there's a lot of people like me who are authors and speakers, and, you know, being an author and being a speaker and being a podcaster, they all just go hand in hand. And so I think that it's last time I checked, it was the largest category of all of the categories. And I think that that's part of the reason, because it's this mixture of both pastoral messages and other people trying to get their voice out there. And it's a medium that really levels the playing field. So, you know, I may not have the opportunity to have my own radio show, but I can have my own podcast. And I think that's made a huge shift and opened up a lot of opportunity for people.
And what's great about podcasting is it's really cheap to start a podcast. Depending on your host, the equipment you're using, you can do it for free. So a lot of people that have something to say, a positive message to share, unlike starting, you know, producing a Christian movie, which can cost thousands of dollars to produce, you can reach an audience and get your message out there to a fairly large audience for really not a lot of money via podcasting.
Absolutely. And, you know, I started to see the impact that my podcast was having, and I was reaching people all over the world. And I thought, wow, that is so amazing how I can be in my home. And the Bible tells us that we are to be disciples to the end of the earth. And my podcast, my voice, can encourage someone, give them hope, share scripture, and it can travel to the ends of the earth. And I just thought that was the most amazing thing. And I thought, well, how cool would it be if I gathered a bunch of people together that were Christians that wanted to podcast? What kind of impact could we then have in the kingdom? And that's what led me to the Spark Christian Podcast Conference.
Yeah, tell me about the Spark Christian Podcast Conference. You've had one, and you're planning to have one once per year. And so tell me a little bit more about what podcasters can receive from attending this conference.
Yeah, so the inaugural Spark event actually blew me away. It was really incredible. For a first-time event, we had 150 people from both the podcasting industry, and there were a lot of authors and speakers there that wanted to start podcasters. There were other Christian podcasters who'd been podcasting a while. We really had this beautiful gamut of people, from men and women and all races and ages. And I mean, it really just reminded me, like, this is what the kingdom of heaven is going to be like, because it wasn't all men or all women, or, you know, it's just beautiful. And then everybody at every level. So we had people who wanted to start a podcast. We had people that maybe had launched their podcast in January and here it was February. So we had people brand new and then sort of everywhere along the way. Until we had pros like Dave Jackson, who works for Libsyn and, you know, travels the secular podcast circuit. And he came and spoke to our crowd there. And we also had the head of content for Focus on the Family come teach us about content. And we had the head of Buzzsprout content come explain our analytics to us. So it was a two-day event that started off with podcasting 101, and every session just built on the other session. And everybody was all in one big room, and we were one big happy family, and it was amazing.
That sounds awesome. And you at your conference, you had some big name people. That's really, really cool, and it can only grow from there.
Absolutely. I was really excited to bring some of the industry people in, and they got to see a different community, I think, than they typically see at other podcasting conferences. They knew there was something different about our conference. Everybody was so giving and sharing of information and helpful and loving and really interesting thing. A lot of people came to the conference because they already knew me through my writing and through my speaking and through my podcast. And a lot of them were online friends with each other, but they'd never met in person. So it was a lot of fun for them to, you know, finally meet people that they'd been connecting with already in an online space in person.
And it's really great that at your conference, you had all different types of people producing all different types of podcasts. Because as you said, for really a long time, the early days of podcasting, most Christian podcasts were pretty much just sermon audio from a popular pastor. But there's such a need for clean and entertaining podcasts and just media content in general. So it's really great that there are so many people attending your conference that are out there that are producing podcast content on various topics, reaching different audiences of people.
Absolutely. I mean, we had moms who wanted to start prayer podcasts and even had a couple of young ladies. One girl was even still in high school. And so I love that I'm reaching that even that younger generation. And then we had people on the opposite spectrum who have been writing and speaking and have done radio for years, but now they wanted to transition into podcasting. And so it was really just unbelievable.
And you've also started recently the Rocket Community, which is another way to help fellow podcasters learn and grow their show. So could you tell me a little bit about what a podcaster can expect when they join the Rocket Community?
Yeah, I'm so excited about the Rocket Podcast Community. You know, the dream for it was birthed in the planning stages of Spark. And one of the speakers who I had speaking at Spark, I knew he wanted to provide premium content, and that was also one of my goals. He runs a Facebook group called the Christian Podcasters Association, and he is an editor for Podcast Magazine for the Christianity and Spirituality category. And so I also knew that we had a similar passion, and I didn't want to compete with him, but I also knew that we were reaching different audiences. And there again, I thought, if we could come together, I think we could make something really amazing. And what we have formed is a membership-based community that we encourage and inspire people to start their podcast, to grow their podcast, to monetize their podcast. And we do that through a video library. Every week, we interview new industry experts, and we put those teachings in the library. I took my content from Spark, and Eric had hosted an online event. And we have all of those things in there that we started off with, but then every week we're adding new content. And so that's one pillar of it. And the other one, which I think I'm even more excited about, is the real community aspect of it. So we host two masterminds a week where all of these Christian podcasters come together on a Zoom meeting, and we really help them work out their problems. It's really iron sharpening iron. And it especially during this time of COVID when, you know, we've needed communication and connection with one another, it's helped to fill in that, but it's also, you know, encouraged us to continue to move forward. And so we have a Facebook group that is private only to those members. And so, you know, we just, you know, teach and train and encourage and inspire them to share the message that God has put on their heart.
And finally, what advice would you give someone that wants to start a Christian podcast?
Yeah, so I would say there's a few things that you need to know before you pick up the mic. You need to know what your message is. What is it that you want to say? Who do you want to say it to? And then you can start to develop that podcast. So those are two really critical pieces that you need to know before you get started. I think I'm a very purposeful person, intentional. And I think that if we, you know, start asking ourselves some questions on the front end, like, who do I want to speak to? What do I want to talk about? What are those people's pain points? So what are their problems? What need in the marketplace can I fill? How can my podcast be different than other similar podcasts? What are my strengths as a host? What kind of show do I want? Do I want an interview-style show, or do I want a monologue? Do I want a quick 5-minute daily prayer podcast that I'm going to do 5 days a week? Or do I want a longer form podcast? Do I want a 20-minute episode, or do I want an hour? I mean, there's just so many things to think of. So I would start thinking through some of those things. We've got some resources, some free resources on our website that I can direct them to. And I think that would be just a really great place to start.
Misty, it's been really fun discussing Christian podcasting with you. And really, the sky is the limit for Christian podcast and podcasting in general. It's just going to continue to grow as more and more people find out about podcasting. If you look at the data every year, all this research that is conducted, every year the number of people listening to podcasts continues to grow, which is great for the industry and great for people like you that has a positive message to share. Hopefully you'll be able to reach more people in the future with your podcast and the Spark Conference.
Yeah, thank you so much. We are just really excited about it as well. It's really, you know, we just hit the 1 million mark for podcasts, and that sounds like a lot, but not all of those podcasts are still active today because some people have pod faded, some people have done it for a season. And so we really are in an exciting time in the podcasting industry with a huge potential for growth in the future.
Misty, I've really enjoyed discussing Christian podcasting with you today.
Chad, thank you so much.
Subscribe to the Chad Whittle Podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, TuneIn, or listen at chadwhittle.com. The Chad Whittle Podcast with Chad Whittle. Copyright 2020. All rights reserved.